Welcome to another Buzz Marketing for Technology podcast. I'm your host, Paul Dunay, publisher of the blog, and today I'm speaking with Douglas Carr, publisher of the Marketing Technology blog. Now, I've been following Douglas's blog and have been in great awe of him and his natural blogging ability. And to be frank, he's built a following on his blog that is rivaled by only very few, and he's done it in record time. So I kind of wanted to dig into that a little bit with Doug today. So, Doug, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
So when did you start your blog, and what was your inspiration, you know, for doing it?
Well, I started the blog just about a year ago. In fact, this month will be my one-year anniversary. I actually started the blog in talking with Pat Coyle, who's a database marketing manager over at the Indianapolis Colts. Pat and I used to work together, and we started a local book club. We call it the Indianapolis Book Mashup. Our first book happened to be Naked Conversations by Shel Israel and Robert Scoble, and it was just really inspiring about this, you know, incredible new technology out there called blogging and how it's transforming people's reactions to companies and making things more transparent. So Pat and I decided to jump on the bandwagon. I wanted to learn as much about blogs as I could, as quickly as I could, and the easiest way to do that was to start my own. So that's how it started.
Right. And I remember being exposed to your blog. One of the first postings I had seen, which will date when I actually sort of found your blog, was on your 500th post, I believe, right? Wasn't it? Didn't you do it?
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, 500th post. This guy must have been blogging for the last, like, 3 years. And I look, and it was, like, less than a year.
Yeah.
And I was scratching my head going, I have no idea how you do it, and which, again, is one of the reasons why I wanted to talk to you today. So, you know, how did you build such a following so quickly? Do you have a strategy behind that?
I did have a strategy. Something that I tell other people that are starting a blog is just start it. So the first thing was just getting used to thinking about what my topic was going to be for the day. I really pushed myself to do at least one post a day consistently. Now I'm up to two posts a day at least. And when I pushed myself for that goal, it really helped me to commit to that goal and to execute on it. The other thing that I did that was really a huge factor, and I actually have a post about it, and that was commenting on other blogs. I just immersed myself into the blogosphere. I hate that word, but that's exactly what I did. And I made it a point that every single day when I read posts from other bloggers, that if it was a compelling story or it was a great post, I would comment on it. And I wouldn't comment on it just to drive people to my site. I would really try to add to the conversation or ask a question or follow up. And by doing that, I think I was answering probably 10 or 20 comments a day, adding those to other blogs. And I sought out new blogs every single day as well. The commenting just, I think, really spiraled the incoming hits on my site. People started to wonder, who is this guy? You know, wow, he knows what he's talking about. And that's really, commenting, I would say, is the number one strategy that I've used to grow the blog so quickly. Which is nice because it didn't cost me any money either.
Wow, that's really interesting. Where do you find some of this material that could inspire you to push yourself to do once a day? I mean, that's a pretty lofty goal.
It is a lofty goal. I probably have about 300 feeds that I go through with Google Reader. I wake up, you know, 6 in the morning, and I just start going through the articles and skimming through them. The great articles I'll read through, and you know, I might comment on their blog, or I might tag that to be added to my daily links on my blog. The other place that I go is my blog is concentrated on marketing technology, I have a number of Google alerts set up for marketing and technology and some other subject matter that I like to concentrate on my blog. So throughout the day, I'll actually get you know, HIFs or emails from Google Alerts with other blog posts and other blogs that are writing about, you know, marketing and technology. The great thing about that is it definitely introduces me to other blogs that are on the topic, but it also starts to get my mind churning as far as what I'm going to write about that day. And many of those Google Alerts are really what inspire me to take the time out and build a topic. I also read a ton of email newsletters that I get daily, and I pull from my own life. You know, you'll see a lot of personal posts in there, as well as a lot of posts about software product management, because I work for an email service provider, so a lot of my job is marketing and software and technology automation. So I kind of pull from all of those different areas and really think about the most compelling topic for the day, and each night I sit down and start writing about it.
Man, I mean, it's a pretty heavy workload. I mean, you know, I know I'm monitoring about 100 feeds myself. I mean, if you're up to 300 and reading newsletters, you know, that's amazing. It really is amazing.
And still working full-time in the process.
And working full-time in the process. And with a family, I'm assuming?
I am. I'm actually a single dad with two kids, too.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yes, I think I remember reading that in one of your posts. Definitely. Definitely. So do you want to comment a little bit about the daily linking, the daily links posting on your blog and the strategy behind that? I know I found that fascinating as well.
Yeah, Delicious actually has a very, you know, it's a hidden feature, and that's where you can actually do a daily post of your links that you've tagged to your blog. So Delicious is, of course, a social bookmarking type application where you can tag articles or websites that you like, put a description in on them. What I do is basically automate that on a daily basis where really compelling topics out there on other blogs or other websites, I'll tag them, put a description, and then once a day, Delicious actually runs a job and posts that to my blog. It took a while to set up, and it was funky from a, you know, a style standpoint. I had to really work on that to make the post look good. But the idea behind it is twofold. One is, of course, I don't want to keep repeating the story. A lot of blogs out there regurgitate stories, and I really just hate doing that, especially, and you know, going through 100 feeds in your feed reader, you know, you just see 20 blogs in a row talking about the same topic. You know, the rumor mill is, you know, Microsoft is going to buy Yahoo. Well, all of a sudden, you know, you get 100 articles in your reader all about, you know, this rumor mill about Microsoft buying Yahoo, and I'm just making that up, but the gist of it is I didn't want to keep repeating the story. But I did want to share with my readers other links that really talked about the topic intelligently and brought a lot of conversation to it. So, you know, if Gizmodo and Lifehacker and TechMeme and Slashdot and, you know, all of these sites, there's a lot of repetitive content between them. So I'd much rather just point someone to the best content and let them go read it if they're interested. So that's one purpose of it, was just I didn't want to regurgitate stories left and right on my blog. I wanted to be original with my posts. The other is recognition, of course, of other bloggers. I do try to pay attention. You might notice on those daily reads, I do try to pay attention to other bloggers quite a bit. And each day I usually uncover some new blog out there, or you know, sometimes it's the first post off a blog that I found through Google Alerts or something else. And so I just want to recognize that that person did a great job on a post, and I want to redirect traffic from my site to theirs to let them know. That gets the conversation going. Of course, that creates a track back. Those people come back to my site, and readership grows and the conversation grows. And it's really nice, and it's a good variety of links that I put in that daily read. I've really grown a lot of traffic since adding that feature to my blog. So
yeah,
it's been a success.
Definitely. I mean, I know I'm scanning them you know, every time they come out. Now, another strategy that you're using, which I think is absolutely brilliant, is this blog tipping strategy. Do you want to talk a little bit about how that's adding to your blog from a growth perspective?
Sure. Yeah, it definitely is a strategy. I'll put it that way. It wasn't something that I just came up with out of the blue. And you're going to laugh at the source of the idea. Basically, I was sitting on. I used Technorati to really gauge the success of my blog in comparison to others. I like Technorati's ranking engine. It ranks based on links and how many blogs are referencing your blog. And I really keep an eye on that almost more than I do the traffic on my site as far as gauging the popularity of my posts. If three people link to my post, that means I did a great job. If nobody linked to it, boy, I've got some improving to do. Hmm. So as I've been working, and watching my ranking in Technorati, and this is going to sound terrible, I sat floating on the 2,000 mark of Technorati for at least, 4 or 5 weeks. It was driving me crazy. Here I was, skyrocketing to the top of, the ranking, and I had set a goal for myself in 2007 to hit the 5,000 mark on Technorati. Well, now I'm at the 2,000 mark on Technorati. I sat there at that 2,000, it would sometimes go down to 2,001, and it would never break the 2,000 mark.
Right.
And it just started growing on me, and I said, I really need to come up with something that gives back to the readers. I keep talking about this stuff, but, actually helping someone one-to-one where I can build kind of a viral campaign where I help others, they post about me, and I start to build that traffic, and I can maybe leapfrog this 2,000 mark that's been the bane of my my existence. It sounds terrible, but it really was a fight and a war. And since then, it's just been a blast. Blog tipping is simply put, you mentioned my blog on your site, and I'm going to go to your site and check it out and see if there's anything from a style, layout, CSS, search engine optimization, even just overall look and feel to improve your site. I actually started it thinking, I'll do a single tip for each person, and I'll just find the worst thing about their site, and I'll tell them how to fix it, and then I'll move on. Well, it just didn't happen that way. The first blog that I looked at, there was 20 things that I saw the guy could improve, so I just wrote them all up. And since then, each night now, I do a thorough research of the site that requested it. I'm doing them in order, so I'm a little behind. I'm probably a few days behind right now. And I simply go through. I go through their, some technical things like their robots file for search engines, their site map, how they're constructing their HTML, all the way to, whether I can even come up with a new idea for them. One gentleman, for instance, had a blog about his store on eBay. Well, it happens that there's some software out there from the eBay developer community to integrate your eBay store highlights on your blog. So I just pointed out that link to him and said, this might be a great thing for you guys to look into. So it's stuff like that that it's opening up my mind, definitely to new blogs, for one thing. People are commenting on my site and introducing their blog that I've never heard of before. The other thing is it's really opening me up to this huge, vast, array of blogs out there. The fact that a guy is blogging about the antiques that he's selling on eBay. Yesterday, my blog tipping was for a blog coach, which, talk about scary.
I read that one, yep.
I said I feel like the grasshopper trying to take the pebble out of the master's hand. But I did find some not defects, just oversights, from an HTML standpoint and a back-end standpoint that might really help with what is just an incredible blog with fantastic content. And that was, I think the name was My Blog Coach, and it was Shawnee Lavender's blog. Just a fantastic blog from a content standpoint. There's just a little pieces here and there that could have used improvement that really might jump her, search engine placement and stuff. So I just let her know those.
Yeah, It's an absolutely brilliant strategy. I love it. It's got both sides to it, right? There's something in it for the tipper and the tippy, I guess is the way to appropriately.
It really is, and it's a little bit different from the, you know, I know the site is out there and I belong to it too, and that's the Review Me, you know, where you can get a formal review of your site and actually pay a blogger to do that. But in this case, I really am getting something back from the reader as well. You know, I'm going out and I'm looking at new blogs that I've never seen before or heard of before. I'm getting exposed to new topics and everything else. And those people in turn, you know, it winds up that I never realized this when I started it, but they usually write a post where they mention my blog and ask for the blog tipping. I go ahead and do the blog tipping. And then sure enough, they write a follow-up post where they say, hey, you know, here's where I implemented Doug's ideas. I really love them, you know, and here's what I did to my blog. So I'm actually getting a two-for-one out of the deal. You know, I went to their blog once. They wind up talking about me for, you know, at least two posts. So I'm definitely, you know, I'm definitely getting something out of the deal as well. And officially yesterday, I broke that 2,000 mark on Technorati.
Excellent. So I was going to ask about that. And a good question is, you know, where do you see this all going? I mean, you know, I have the same thoughts in my mind as well. As, you know, as I continue up that Technorati scale, then now what? Or then what? You know, is always a question in the back of my mind.
Yeah, and that murmuring is starting to happen now. Shel Israel, I know, posted on his blog, Red Couch, he posted, you know, is blogging passé? Is it, you know, are we losing, you know, the momentum that we got?
Yeah.
I really don't think that we are. I think what's happening now can really be looked at what happened to the newspaper industry, you know, 200, 300 years ago. You know, guys were printing their blog on a piece of paper, you know, in their hut, you know, with this old, you know, Gutenberg press and selling it on the street, you know, for a wooden dime. Well, you know, those eventually, two people selling newspapers would get together and sell a bigger newspaper, and those people would get together, and those people would get together. So what you saw with the newspaper industry was literally, you know, a city that had 300 newspapers now, you know, 250 years later, has one newspaper. I think that's what's happening with blogging right now. I'm not sure that, you know, the marketing technology blog will exist in its entirety as my blog, you know, a year from now. Chances are I might get, you know, pulled into another, you know, another set of content providers. My content just might get pushed in an aggregator to some other company for their news. You're seeing some blogs actually get purchased by larger organizations. And then the other thing that's happening here is websites and content management systems are now adopting all of the technology associated with blogs. So, you know, fantastic. I love WordPress, and that's what I use for my blog. WordPress is actually adding functionality to become a content management system. That is, I don't have to actually blog. I could just put up a website with WordPress.
Right.
Well, the other thing is happening in reverse as well. These fantastic companies that have these, you know, incredible content management systems for large organizations now all have blogging components with all of the technology behind it. You know, trackbacks, links, RSS, pings, you know, all of those blogging tools, you know, dynamic sidebars and you know, best of links. These are all happening on corporate websites now, and they've seen, you know, they've seen the light, and now they're running towards it. So I kind of see a merging there where I think in a year from now we're not really going to be talking about a blog. I think we're going to be talking about the typical website, you know, is a blog. You see that today, ZDNet and CNET, you know, those are all blogs if you really look at them, you know, and that's where they're going. I know local here in Indianapolis, the newspaper here locally is really building more momentum on their blogs than they are with their actual, you know, editorial content that's going in the newspaper. So people are starting to see that, and the technologies are converging now. So, you know, a year from now, There's still going to be blogs out there, a ton of them. I think, I don't know what we're up to now, 120,000 new blogs a day or something.
Yeah.
But really where we're going is that individuals will have blogs, but they'll merge and eventually, I think we're going to see that there's going to be big guys out there. TechCrunch, I just read in Wired magazine that Mike Arrington from TechCrunch, he wants to launch 20 new websites, within the next year. He's going to need, obviously, he's going to need content for those sites. And I think he's going to be looking to people like me, hopefully. Hey, Mike, I'm right here. hopefully he's looking to people like me that have a good following, that have growing readership, that have great stats, and he's going to pull those into his organization to really push that content out there.
Definitely.
That wasn't a short answer to a short question, was it?
No, but it was actually a very important one, and certainly one that I know I wrestle with and potentially, a group of my readers wrestle with as well. Well, Doug, I want to thank you very much for your time. I really appreciate it. It's been a great pleasure. For the listeners, if you haven't found and encountered Doug's blog, please visit him at www.douglascarr.com for more information. And thank you for listening.
Thanks, Paul.